programs.
What's going on? What are you still working? Tanya Dungaskigo, then on Zewata Husadaje, Ungahuan, and Hadiwa Nodus, in the Aboriginal Voices, Oska Dewa Nyawaroska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock, and you're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM. Ani Nichkiwa, Doug Farquhar, and Dishnikos, Mimo Sean Story, Esnaminwa, and Ashnabi Noewin. Here we go. This beautiful Tuesday evening, first day of October. I can't believe the weather. It's so nice. I went for a couple of walks today. I don't know. What did you do?
Well, I was driving.
Oh, okay. I did a little driving.
I was doing a little driving, then a little sitting.
Oh.
And I was doing things on a computer.
Nice.
Then I had to go and do some more driving. Mm-hmm. Then I played with a dog.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Guess what I did late afternoon? I took the dog for a walk.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Wow. It was just over 5K.
Was it cousins? Identical cousins.
Oh, no.
No. That's not what it is.
Yeah, no. The one I walked with is a beagle. And her nose was to the ground. Almost touching, but sniffed everything. Part of the walking was standing and waiting for her to catch up.
Like the dog I was playing with is a klepto.
A what?
Kleptomaniac. Oh. I'm not entirely sure if dogs can be kleptomaniacs, but this one is. Yeah, just, you know, whatever. Takes whatever and goes.
Nice.
So it's a lab.
Oh, okay. Takes it to the water?
No. Oh. No, it takes it, away from where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever has it. No, I was going to say earlier, before we went on the air here,
right,
is that the folks, the guys, the sports-minded individuals.
Right.
That do the previous show to us.
Mm-hmm.
What's their names? What's the show's name? And yet, I enjoy it.
Oh,
I'll look it up. That's how much I enjoy the two of them.
You enjoy it enough that you're going to look it up?
They go and they say, oh, well, that guy should have punched the other guy.
No.
For the hockey.
No.
And I was like, yeah. That's the kind of commentary I want to hear.
you're controversial tonight.
That's what I am. Let me see. So, plugged in my ears. Sports talk.
Okay, and that's on at 5:30 on Tuesday nights.
5:30 Tuesday night. They run into us, or we run out of them, I guess. That would be Sam, Kyle, and Adam are your hookup for all things professional sports in North America. That's 30 whole minutes. I say riveting, and people might think I'm being a jerk.
Oh, no.
But no, I enjoy it. I enjoy listening to it on the way in because they talk about stuff I honestly really don't know any of the people.
I'm glad you didn't say I don't care about it.
They talk about the Gales.
Uh-huh.
And they talk about what's going on. Oh, this guy, he hit that guy. And then we got a down. Something like that.
Can't you picture that activity going on the football field?
Because a lot of people go really fast.
Yes.
They don't really go fast. They go just fast enough for me to understand what they're talking about.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
And then they'll name the people their jerseys. Number 28.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyways, I enjoy it. I hope they're listening. I hope Sam, Kyle, and Adam are listening. I do enjoy the show. That's a shout out.
There you go.
From me to Plugged in My Ears.
A sports show. That's amazing.
not only is it a sports show, but it's a sports show on radio, and there's like no moving pictures.
You have to. I have to make it up in my head.
Yeah, and honestly, I've watched hockey, and I've watched the football, Canadian football. I don't know, intramural, whatever it is, I didn't quite understand it. The football.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm maybe, I would like to say I'm more of an American football person, but I really don't understand that either.
A, they play on a very small field.
Yeah.
B, they have four downs instead of three to go the same length.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And
the Canadians go four downs.
Canadians go three downs.
Three downs, bigger field.
Wider field.
Wider field.
Yeah.
Not longer.
That, I don't know. You have to look that one up.
Maybe Sam and Kyle could call in and say...
The comparison.
Give us an idea, and they'll say, no, you guys aren't cool.
Well, it seems to me when I watch American football, university football, they line up, and the whole football team is lined up from edge to edge, and one guy could make a mistake by stepping out of bounds before he starts... down.
Is that it?
That's what it looks like to me. Whereas on the Canadian football field, it's so wide, you can hardly fill it up. You got space to run.
Bigger players, I guess.
They're about the same size.
Some of them. Yeah. Anyways, no, I do enjoy the show, and thank you for it.
Actually, the Canadian football is much like lacrosse. Not box lacrosse, you know, where the ball can hit a wall or the sideboards
or another
fencing
person.
Field lacrosse, you get out there and it is huge distance.
Yeah, a lot of running.
Run. Yeah.
A lot of running for the field lacrosse. I was going to mention, too, that Friday Night Lights TV show, that's the kind of football I like. It's like they show the football... And then it's like some drama. Oh, okay.
Drama?
Well, you know.
It's like a series or?
Well, it used to be a series. It's not on anymore.
Oh, okay.
But it was like the best show about football that was ever on TV.
Okay. So the sports.
Enough for me.
Enough.
Hey, you know what else?
What's that?
I got this here in my pocket.
You won a medal in sports? Is that why you're here?
Me?
Talking about sports?
Oh, gosh, no, I didn't. I've never won a medal.
Ooh, okay.
I remember back in the day when I had to, I believe they called it the Harrier. No, I believe they called it the Harrier.
The Harrier.
Does that sound right?
A plane?
No. It was like we had to run from the school down to the park, run the entire park, then turn around, run back to the school. And they timed you.
Oh. Okay.
And I don't know. You had to do it every year. I wasn't a fan. I walked it because I honestly really didn't. Didn't want to.
You weren't a fan of running.
I wasn't a fan of running.
Are
I
you
wasn't
now?
Gosh, no. Okay. Even less of a fan now. Anyways, I do have some of this here. I'll show you later. Mm-hmm. And anyways, I think I've spoken too much about me.
Okay.
You know who was here? Chance.
Chance.
He's
very busy right now.
He stood us up.
No, he did not.
A couple of like 3 weeks ago.
No, he's been.
Yeah, no, he said he was going to be here.
Busy.
We were like all excited. Chance is going to be here. And no Chance.
He was extremely busy and he still is. Look at tonight. He's off to the Isabel. And if
he's going
aren't
out
sure,
there, you know why?
There's a big film that's going to be.
It's that hip film.
Yeah.
People are going over there. They could just stay home and watch it on TV.
No, it's not on TV right now, is it?
I think so.
No.
Yeah, Prime.
Huh.
Amazon.
That's not TV.
It's kind of TV.
Okay.
It's more TV than it is radio.
Okay.
Anyways, carry on with your thing, Doug. I'll show you this when we...
I was going to talk about yesterday, the 30th of September, being Orange Shirt Day. And it's the fourth...
But is it? Is it Orange Shirt Day?
The fourth time it's been a national holiday for the 30th of September to celebrate the ideas behind the... Well, Truth and Reconciliation.
Was it a national holiday?
It was a federal holiday.
It's a federal holiday, but it wasn't a stat holiday.
It's not a stat holiday.
People weren't getting paid to take it off.
Yeah, the federal employees
did. Well, of course, the feds did. And they're always looking for reasons to get off.
Ontario provincial employees had the day off to go and participate in the...
With pay? Were they getting paid? Because I heard some people weren't getting off.
My understanding it was with pay.
All right.
No, I don't know. We'll see. I'll ask around. But I do know that it was a celebration, and there was a huge celebration in Ottawa.
Was there?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
You can go online and see some of the footage from that. Our Governor General spoke very nicely. Governor General Mary Simon. And
how come she dropped the May?
You can ask her that.
I'm gonna.
You're gonna interview her next week.
Am I? Oh, good for me. That'll be my first question.
But there, you know,
why'd you drop the May?
There were a number of people who were giving their stories. Who did not have a chance to tell their stories during the Truth and Reconciliation inquiry. And that's, you know, going back a number of years. And it was partly because the government at the time would not give the people who were in charge of doing the Truth and Reconciliation inquiry itself, they needed more time. Marie Sinclair and Little Child and I think Wilson. Those are the people who were the main commissioners. But the report had to be made quickly, and they went ahead and did it. But since then,
hurry up with that.
Since then, there have been a whole lot of events going on right across the country, which should make people feel good about what's happening, because from coast to coast to coast, there were events that took place with the walks mostly, but people talked. And I just wanted to tell you that I was in Fort Erie on the weekend, and on Monday, the 30th of September, a friend of mine said, come with me, we're going to go, and we're going to be part of the reconciliation walk. And he had a great big hockey jersey that was orange and white, and mm-hmm. It had on the front feathers, and it said, Every Child Matters, which was really important to me. And I got to walk, and it was a sea of orange.
Well, which was
all
it?
All age groups as well. You know, from elders to there were some youngsters running around who were just out of there. Well, one of them had to get back in a stroller to go uphill. It was kind of neat. So there were all ages, and there were over 300 walkers being part of that event at Fort Erie, over 300. I stopped counting at 300, anyway, it was real well worth spending the time. I got to talk with people I'd never met before, and then people asked me questions, and then I didn't take my recorder that day. Oh. I thought, no, I'm just gonna go and do the walk and think about things myself as I walk and, you know, go from there. But I met some really interesting people. So So it was kind of neat. That was a lot of fun for me. So
that orange shirt deal.
Yeah.
That was the Every Child Matters thing, right?
Yes.
The orange shirt. Oh, wear your orange shirt, whatever. Orange shirt day.
Yes.
Every Child Matters. Then this Truth and Reconciliation stole it.
No.
Yeah, they stole it. They said, let's take that orange shirt thing we'll make it our own.
No.
Is that what happened?
You look up the lady's name. Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Oh, come on.
Why would I know that?
Because we've talked about that every couple of years.
Is it Every Child Matters or is it Truth and Reconciliation? Who owns the right for the orange shirt?
Look up her Willstead.
She's from out west. This is my question to you, Doug.
And my response is, look it up on there. I don't know who owns the rights to it. I don't think anybody could own the rights to it.
This is a question that was presented yesterday.
You were kidding.
No, it was presented like on the down low. But the question was, wait a minute, wasn't the orange shirt the kids' day? Every Child Matters?
No, look up her name.
Oh, my gosh.
Willstead.
Because you don't know what it is right offhand? I'm pretty certain it's the Every Child Matters.
The orange shirt part was because of her story. And her story was the fact that
everybody adopted it as being the orange shirt story.
That her mother was sent off to school.
Precisely.
And the mother purchased a brand new orange shirt so she would look really good and feel good. And the first day at a residential school, the child going in, they took the shirt away and said, "You can't have this. You have to wear the whatever clothes they had at the school."
Yeah, and then didn't Truth and Reconciliation take it away from the orange shirt people?
No.
Yeah.
Tell me where.
Well, everybody was wearing. You said there was a sea of orange.
That's right. And not everybody walked for reconciliation. They walked. The National Day of Reconciliation is the day that's officially set up. You can read right there.
Oh, there you go. The day honors the children who never returned home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much the same thing.
It is.
So now we have two of those?
Yeah.
No, it's just the one now.
It's coming together.
Survivors of the residential schools, as well as their families and communities, public commemoration of the tragic and painful history and ongoing impacts of residential schools is a vital component.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's going to be
the reconciliation process. There you go. Wear orange. Did you wear your orange? Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. I didn't.
No.
I didn't.
I don't own no shirt.
I'm a nonconformist.
Mm. But I like the idea of having an orange shirt, like a beading.
Yeah, that person threw together a beaded orange shirt, hang around their neck.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, but you see, with the orange shirt is a symbol.
Orange Shirt Day is an Indigenous-led grassroots commemorative day intended to raise awareness of the individual, family, and community intergenerational impacts of residential schools and to promote the concept of Every Child Matters. The orange shirt is a symbol of the stripping away of culture, freedom, and self-esteem experienced by Indigenous children over generations.
So that's why it's important to...
So now they just took it. Seems to me like it's two organizations. Are they one organization now?
I have no idea.
seems to
Orange Shirt Day has been going on for a number of years.
Yeah, a lot longer than the Truth and Reconciliation thing.
Well, it's only been 4 years that it's a national day for Truth and Reconciliation. It's not the Truth and Reconciliation's commission.
And then it says, it was September 30th yesterday, mm-hmm. wasn't it? Yeah, okay.
Good. All right, you want some music?
Probably we should.
Okay. I have some pretty good music. Nelson Little. And he has Take the High Road, which is a good one for our conversation here. And then Tara Williamson. And I picked one called Leaves, Stars. You're going to be looking for the leaves because this is the time of the year, especially the ones that are orange. And, right?
No.
And stars are important.
I look for the red ones.
You do? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's the only ones, really.
Well, here you go. Nelson Little.
Holding my head up, putting the guns down. Holding my head up, holding it high. I'm keeping my back up, keeping my back up against the wall. I'm holding my head up so I don't fall. No, it ain't too late, we ain't too far gone. 'Cause there's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head, and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. Taking the high road, putting the fight down. Taking the high road out of town. Taking my mind off, taking my mind off the fighting side. Walking away, walking the line. No, it ain't too late, we ain't too far gone. 'Cause there's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head, and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. Beside me and rest your weary head, and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. And let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed.
The screen door, we're not even really close anymore. I didn't mean to do it like that, didn't mean to do it so bad. Stars begin to fall. stars begin to fall. I will never be the same. You're gonna miss that. I wanted you to change. Leaves and stars begin to fall. Leaves and stars.
Love listening to podcasts and have always wanted to start your own? CFRC can make that happen. Try podcasting today at CFRC 101.9 FM. Check out www.podcast.cfrc.ca for more information and the application form to get started.
Cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
GradChat is a collaboration between the SGS and CFRC, where we feature one graduate student or postdoc each week, providing them the platform to showcase their research and explain how it affects us. We also occasionally do interviews with postdocs, alumni, or grad students on topical subjects. Are you a grad student, postdoc, or alumni that would like to be interviewed? Visit queensu.ca/sgs/grad-chat to fill out the interviewee form. You can listen to Grad Chat every Tuesday at 4 to 4:30 p.m.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Well, there you go, Sean. How's that?
Douglas.
Did you like that music? Terry Williamson, Leaves
Fire. I certainly did.
And then before that, we had Nelson Little. And Nelson Little's from Manitoba area.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. And he wrote that song called Take the High Road.
Oh, okay.
As advice for his group. I think it was his son was in grade 9 at the time. So, with some difficulties, and he just advised through this song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, anyway, good. There's an event coming up this weekend over in on Wolf Island.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. That's an event?
It is. It's a gathering.
A gathering. Mm-hmm. All right. So, says here that by the Jeff Green, 4 days in early October, the Hotel Wolf Island will be hosting an event, a gathering that has been organized by the Lodgepole Arts Alliance. Mm-hmm. The Lodgepole Arts Alliance. So it's Lodgepole Alliance is one of the members of the Wolf Island Commons. What's that, Doug? The Commons?
Well, it's a group.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which was created in connection with the purchase of the hotel by a local artist, partly as a way to preserve it for the community space.
Mm-hmm. So the hotel at
So it's no longer a hotel?
Well, General Wolf, I don't think so.
Is that the name of the hotel?
I think that's what it was.
Was the General Wolf?
I think so. Well, we're going to find out.
So the Lodgepole Arts Alliance was funded 5 years ago by a circle of three people. J.P. Longboat, a multidisciplinary Mohawk artist and storyteller. Paul Chaput, a Métis academic actor, singer, composer, filmmaker, and poet. And Dr. Terry Lynn Brennan. A mixed Ginyongeha and British descendant, intercultural consultant who has lived on Wolf Island for the past 9 years. Cool, huh?
It is, yeah.
So the Lodgepole Arts Alliance mission is to create a space virtually for the moment for Eastern Woodland Haudenosaunee Anishinaabe cultural practices, knowledge and teaching, celebrations and showcases, as identified on their website.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So it's a place for folks to go to hold, like, do shows and stuff.
Yeah, or, you know, remember you you knew some people at Dianega who were doing theater and creating theater for kids to do.
Oh, yeah.
If you wanted to, you could take over the venue.
Yeah,
but, that's the kind of thing.
I know.
But you could be an artist who wants to bring people in and look at your artwork techniques that you use.
So maybe you paint a few paintings. Mm-hmm. Paint a few pictures, you show up at this lodgepole, and you hang them up and get people to come and buy them?
I think it's more along the lines of like storytelling or creating stories.
Well, you can tell stories.
Yeah, that's right, but you can also paint a story.
Well, yeah.
I've been to workshops.
Isn't that just what I said? You paint some paintings.
Yeah.
Paint some pictures.
You're saying hang them up and sell them.
You hang them up and then you sell them.
Well,
no?
No.
That's not what it is?
I don't know. That's a good... I'm going to put down right now on my paper, ask this question.
Ask these guys.
Yeah. Anyway.
Let's see. The idea of a national gathering of Indigenous presenters hosted this time by an Indigenous organization... took form for us, and we started working to help create this gathering. It came together in an ad hoc kind of way.
An ad hoc way.
Through the connections of the Lodgepole, members of with Indigenous artists and the community of Indigenous presenters across the country, the inaugural National Indigenous Presenters Gathering will have representation from different corners of the country, as well as a larger number from Ontario.
That's pretty good. Yeah, so that's what's happening. And did you say the date and time?
It doesn't say.
Oh, I think it's in October. Oh, they're going to have a opening night feast October the 7th.
Okay. October 7th through
10th. Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah.
Good. So, you know, but if Terry Lynn would like to come and talk to us
maybe
about it
again.
Maybe
she would.
Yeah, she did talk to us in September.
When?
No, August. A little bit about there's another project that's in the works for this group, and that's over at Lemoyne Point. So they want to maybe set up the same thing, an arts center there.
Maybe.
At Lemoyne Point.
That would be nice.
Using the
good
old barn
them.
And the old house that's there.
The old barn. So. Oh, okay. That place?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wondered if anybody lived there anymore.
No.
No?
No. Oh. But that's what they could use that at Lemoyne Point. That way you have outdoor space and you can do outdoor learning or just walks, you know, experience the outdoors that way. Or you could do indoors. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat idea. I really like that. So we'll celebrate that. We'll learn a little bit more as it goes. Now, you're going to ask me for more music, and I'm not going to be ready for you. So you're going to have to keep talking.
Really? What else do you want to know?
I don't know.
So I went to their website.
Oh, good.
It says here that National Indigenous Presenters Gathering October 7 and 10 through 10. What time? Just show up. Eight.
Don't say that.
I think it's 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. maybe. Seems kind of early.
8 a.m.
That's what it looks like. Then it goes to 1700. Well, that's the a.m. That's how you do the a.m. in the 2400 hours.
Yeah.
Military time. You want to see it? Right there. Monday the 7th, 8.
Oh, 08. You have to say 0800.
Oh, 08. Well, why?
Because that's what it is, 0800. There's no seconds after it.
Well, sure. That's what I said, 8 o'clock.
But if it's going to be...
Is it 08
It would be 2800 if it's going to be 8 o'clock at night.
So it's 0800 in the morning.
Well, that is... You don't have to say in the morning.
But that's what I said.
I understand in the morning.
But earlier,
but
when I didn't say 08, it was in the morning. I
said
8 a.m. I'm pretty sure that's a.m. is what I said.
Yeah, but then you said it was military.
It
threw me off.
It's military.
Yeah. Guess what? CFRC runs on the 2400 clock.
We do. And
thank goodness we don't broadcast at 0800.
No, it's 0600?
No. It's 1800.
Well, but then that's wrong.
You don't look at it. The official clock that we
it's
have
like
has
regular
a
time.
Red light at the bottom or the top. So if the red light's at the bottom, that's PM. And if the red light's at the top, it's AM.
Oh, there. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
But
so
not only does it have seconds, but it also has... Microseconds.
Where's the microseconds?
Yeah, it's clicking
away.
It's
got minutes. It's got minutes and seconds.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. If you want,
time
show up.
At,
like, you got to get on that boat and go over.
That boat. Talk about that boat. The electric one.
Does it work now?
Well, I saw it going the other day.
I heard tell that it had to go away and be looked at.
Oh,
again.
They fixed that.
Oh, they fixed that part?
Yeah.
Oh. Now it's fixed.
Well,
everything works
I don't
now.
Say that. Just cross your fingers and get on
Oh,
it.
I don't cross my fingers. Anyways, you could get over there and maybe not get back.
That's a possibility, but that's okay. Anyway. I'm not getting into politics here with you.
So, like, I looked in there, and I wanted to see a picture of the place, but they don't have a picture of the place. They have Hotel Wolf Island.
That's what it is.
So it's Hotel Wolf Island Lodgepole Arts Alliance.
And if I were a betting person, you'd probably bring up a map that says where.
No, there's no map.
No. Yeah, there is. You go to a different.
Google one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. But they don't even have an address here. You're just supposed to know
Hotel
where it is.
Hotel Wolf Island. What else do you want?
But it ain't a hotel anymore. Some building. A place with many rooms.
And hopefully a restaurant.
Oh, is it?
So, yeah, where people can eat.
I was talking to a feller with Amherst there, and... apparently, there's some good places to eat there, too.
In Amherst?
Apparently.
In Bath?
No, Amherst.
Amherst Island.
Like on the island.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Now go down
water. Isn't this?
Nope. Go down into the water. Wolf Island is
almost there. Is it over here?
Oh,
is
there it is. Huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Marysville. They got a Marysville, too. We kind of have a Marysville. What am I looking for? The hotel.
Wolf Island. Yeah. So while you're looking up that, I'm looking and saying that, you know, we've got a bit of talking to do tonight, but we also
have... it's in Marysville. See, why didn't they just say that? They got a pizza place, Wolf Island Pub and Pizza. Fargo, a general store.
You're mentioning all the other things.
Should I not say anything more?
Well, but the Hotel Wolf Island is right near the ferry dock.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
And it apparently you can't stay there no more. Oh, no, you can. Look at that.
And there's an address for you.
Hotel Wolf Island.
1237 County Road 96, Wolf Island.
Sounds like one of those fake kind.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, okay. This is it?
Looks like it.
Oh.
So you found the pictures. Yay!
Yeah, and it kind of matches the logo there. Might I add a very nice logo?
Colorful logo, and the buildings are colorful.
Look like they're going for that thing down there in the, was that the rock? Is that what the painted ladies or whatever?
No idea.
Yeah, down there in New Brunswick or something like that. Nova Scotia, there's like a bunch of houses. They're all different colors.
I think you have to go farther over to the big rock.
That's what I said, the rock.
Oh, that's Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said New Brunswick and Nova Scotia.
And then there's the houses.
Yeah. In Newfoundland.
Yeah, and before I said the rock.
There you go.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah, what rock?
I don't see any rock. That's a stone.
Look at that. They want to be pen pals with you.
Already.
You're really taking me off on a wrong direction.
Anyways, you can show up here on, what, the 8th? No, the 7th. And at 8 a.m. Hang out there and with the Lodgepole Alliance.
The Lodgepole Arts Alliance. I like that. That's important.
I read the byline there.
Oh, okay.
Lodgepole Arts Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And should there be a space in Lodgepole? There's a space there.
No space, yeah.
Take that space out of there.
Yeah, because his last name is Lodgepole.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So one of the founders. That's why it's called Lodgepole.
Yeah, but I read it along Alliance. Like he's got it right in the in the copy there, but see right there. The Lodgepole.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Do you have that music yet?
I'm ready for you.
All right.
Yeah, Twin Flames. Yeah. Heart on Fire. This is gonna be good. This is just for you, Sean.
Thanks.
You share your secrets, I'll never tell. So hard to carry, you hide it so well. You need a shoulder. Your heart is heavy and your heart's on fire. In the shadows, hidden away, you pray you'll make it another day. Time is fading without a doubt. You've come undone, but you can
Day to Listen with your host, Kaylee Cardinal.
Next up, another guest who will speak about preserving our languages. Jonah Hupfield teaches her languages as well as Indigenous studies, and she loves nothing more than seeing young people learn where they came from.
Bojo, Ani, Nawantanokwe Indigenikas, Wabshi, Shian Dorem, Wasoxing and Donjiba Mill Lake in that. Nishnabe Kwe Minwa Jaganash Kwe in Dao. My name is translated into English as Calm Waters Woman. I am from the Martin clan and I'm originally from Wasoxing First Nation, but I live on Mill Lake. I'm English and Ojibwe. Some know me as Jonah Hupfield, and I teach in Anishinaabemowin as well as Indigenous studies. I am teaching in my homelands of where I grew up, talking about Ode, talking about Debwewin, the things that are true to us, the things that are true to our heart, which sounds really far out there when you think maybe some youth don't say that out loud. But when we're sitting together in a circle speaking in Ojibwe and doing our introductions like I did at the beginning of this talk, knowing who we are, where we come from, to the best that we can, because not all of us know those words and know how to say them in Ojibwe, have been passed on from our who we consider our families or who we live with in our communities. But once we have those basics, you start to see, or I start to see, youth really want to further their understanding. And so for our Indigenous students, it can be a big part of their bundle of learning something that comes from within themselves. So some people call that the beginning of the eighth fire. Some people say we're within the eighth fire. I would definitely say these kids want to speak in Ojibwe to each other. Like, it's fun. They really do just want to talk, learn how to say, how are you doing? They want to be able to hold a conversation. And that's a big, powerful piece of youth voice, of holding a space for them where they can trust and feel culturally safe to speak in Ojibwe. And we have other people who come in. We have a cultural knowledge carrier who comes in and does big drum with us. Those songs are thousands of years old, you know, from Sitting Bull. And the students realize they're singing songs that are in that language and have been carried on and moved into the future. So what our ancestors have wanted for us and hoped for us to carry forward. And it's been hard. That's a lot of work. But when you start to see what we call spirit lines connecting us to the past and moving forward for youth, it's a really important time. When we hear people speak Anishinaabe, when like our Kukums, our Nokmis, our Meshomasuk, our aunties, our uncles, our cousins, the few who are about our age that are hearing that. And just now, language camps that occur here in Ontario, who are now only speaking Anishinaabe when we do their Binojisak with their babies. And now these babies are, I hear, they're talking to each other in Anishinaabe. So, and now we say, you know, this is what our ancestors wanted, but now it's, we do this for the babies. And so when I work with Oshkenink, the youth, it's, we're doing this as older cousins. Oh, I'm getting emotional here. You know, we do it as, some kids I work with are aunties and uncles. So we speak in Ojibwe to help. And we're starting to see that happen. So it's cool. And that's really nice about these language camps, immersion camps. And I see youth like Oshkenink, they want to dapanan and Anishinaabe Mwenweji, Kinoweas. They want to pick up that language with each other and have it everywhere with everyone. We're in such a radical time for change. Change for youth in the world that we live in.
Jonah Hupfield, who you just heard, is a mother to five, a daughter, a sister, an auntie, a cousin, and again, an Indigenous educator. So you can see why she cares about preserving Indigenous language through generations. Find out more about all the different Indigenous languages at adaytolisten.ca. There are many.
Yo, we still were standing rock before I had a name. To erase the identity, all the names have changed. But it don't matter where you are or where you stand. The fact remains that this is still native land. The tragedies are listed in history. How justice still hasn't been served remains a mystery. Blood flows from the schools to the slaughter, to the missing and murdered mothers and daughters. The war club was handed down for centuries. It had a purpose, we'll fulfill that eventually. But now instead of violence and casualties, I slay injustice with my mic ever so casually. But we can't even live, we can't even heal. New day, old wounds, same medicine wheel. If I tell you my pain, show you my scars, I hope you see a beating human with a beating heart. You can cry at the, no need to hide at the, it's family ties at the, all love at the, we make it right at the, we never fight at the, drumming all night at the, all love at the, we come to heal at the, get in your feels at the, speak on the real at the, all love at the, we all live in the, time to forgive at the, get what you give at the, come through to the social. They tell me to go back where I came from, like I can just forget where my name's from, like my mother's mother still has a mother tongue, like every day we ain't lose another son. They continue to sell souls, claiming they're here to help them, locked away in these hell holes, only for whom the bell tolls. I guess they figured that we've had enough. I guess they've never been as mad. Don't insult me and tell me that you're colorblind. Take a look around and tell me what color you find. Which color is constantly colored in the lines, and which color's just trying to find a peace of mind. You think we just cause all the problems, you tell us that we cause them so we should solve them, but then we ask for help to resolve them. They take our identities and dissolve them. This is my truth, you can't take from me. It's not just how I feel, it ain't make-believe. Until you see the world through my black eyes, eyes. You can only speculate about our black lives. So gather round, children, settle down. Time for you to talk about what is happening now. It seems what we once lost, we have now found. We got our voice back and we won't back down. This is for the fire starter, scorches of earth. I pray when the heat is on, you don't lose your worth. To my land protectors, nature's bodyguard, I pray for your protection wherever you are. All my water warriors, biggest task at hand. Thank you for your guidance and doing what you can. To my air guardians, you are why we breathe. I pray you'll always stay, I pray you'll never leave. You can cry at the, no need to hide at the, it's family ties at the, all love at the, we make it right at the, we never fight at the, drumming all night at the, all love at the, we come to heal at the, get in your feels at the, speak on the real at the, all love at the, we all live in the, tend to forgive at the, get what you give at the, come through to the social. I kinda feel like every little thing gonna be alright. And even if I don't feel like it might be, I can't shake the optimism deep inside me. I got a feeling like the more they try to hide me, is the more this little light's gonna keep on shining. And if they can't put it out with the elements, I know that this is creator's divine timing. So when we gather around, when we settle down, when we look around at what is happening now, when we see how indigenous you can move the crowd, making the message loud and the ancestors proud, being quick to defend, not quick to back down. War club at the ready, it's a different bat now. Ready to make right all of the wrong somehow. And we gon' remember all of the songs somehow. The drum unifies black and red family ties. The land is our mother when she dies, so do I. If it's worth having, it's definitely worth the fight. And if it's worth losing, at least we can say we tried. I ain't one for giving up, I ain't giving in. I wanna right the wrongs of the world we're living in. No matter if you're atheist, Muslim, or Christian, we all want better for every single kin. No matter where you live, no matter color or skin, no matter your history, right now we begin again. If you value human life, we're on the same team. How many Martins gotta die before we reach our dream? The war cry is mothers fed up with gang life. The war cry is fathers locked up in a cell tight. The war cry is children too young to pay the price. The war is not over without a sacrifice. So gather round, children, settle down. Trying to show you how it's gonna end somehow. Which side of justice you be on when you go? If you're at the social, you already know. Cry at the, no need to hide at the, it's family ties at the, all love at the, we make it right at the, we never fight at the, drumming all night at the, all love at the, we come to heal at the, get in your feels at the, speak on the real at the, all love at the, we all live in the, tend to forgive at the, get what you give at the, come through to the social.
This is a day to listen, a national day for truth and reconciliation. It's Kaylee Cardinal here, and you're about to hear from Lori Hermiston, who has over 20 years of experience working on community engagement projects, advisory circles, and symposiums. This day is not just about trauma. It's about looking forward and being excited about what the next generation of Indigenous voices will accomplish.
I think that we're in such a unique time in this country right now, you know, this place that we call Canada. We're in such a unique time because we have generations of children that are being raised and that are growing up in a time where all the gifts of all of their ancestors are around them. All the lessons we've learned as a society, you know, as a society, as communities in all nations around the world, and really in our own backyard, what we've learned is that you have to take care of your land. You have to take care of your young people. You have to take care of your old people. You have to take care of your community around you, because if you don't, then it impacts all of us in so many ways. And those are Indigenous principles of knowing and being. And I think if ever there was a time that Canada, you know, is waking up to that, it's now. There's more opportunity for Canadian settler nations to really understand why the Indigenous voice and needs to be acknowledged in this country. You know, I think it's just, if ever there was a time, it is now. And really, finally, like I'll say, it's through the children. These kids are being raised now with curriculum that wasn't there when I was a kid and wasn't there when even my daughter, who is 21 years old in, you know, December, wasn't there when she was a child. And the movement we've seen through curriculum, I mean, and, you know, to give credit to places like Downey Wenjack Fund and what they've been able to do to support teachers, you know, if ever there was a time to ask questions, it's now.
It is indeed an exciting time to be Indigenous. Find out more about Lori Hermiston's community engagement project.